And really, we just finished the first parak in Masechtas Chagiga, which is a very, very geschmack of parak. And the primary topic of the parak was the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So just to end and, you know, recap a little bit, bring some of the things that we've talked about together, two ha'aras, one a little bit more halacha, the other one is a little bit more machshava. These are both ideas that we've talked about in the past. But in the spirit of the Gemara that we learned on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph in Masechtas Chagiga of Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, so we'll go back and we'll talk about Raid that we've spoken about and Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. So the primary topic of the first parak in Masechtas Chagiga is the mitzvah of Re'iyah. It says in the Torah three times, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeroe Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem. And what it means is that there are three times a year, specifically on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that a Yid, only a male, Kol Zechurcha, had an obligation to go to the Makom HaMikdash, Lirois V'Lei Rois, to see the Shekhinah and to be seen by the Shekhinah. We mentioned Reb Shmuel Yankiv's Chakira with regards to what exactly the mitzvah of Re'iyah is. Pashit, the mitzvah of Re'iyah is when you arrive in the Azara and you see and you are seen. It's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeroe Kol Zechurcha. It was the opening line of the Perek. Hakol Chayovim B'Re'iyah. The mitzvah is the Re'iyah. The mitzvah is when you're seen and when you are seen. Anything that happens up until the point of Re'iyah is a Hechsher Mitzvah. Just like there's a Mitzvah of Dalad Minim. What's the Mitzvah? To take the Dalad Minim, ulakachtem lochem. Anything that you need to do to get up to the point where on Sukkot you could take Dalad Minim is not part of the actual Mitzvah, but rather it's what's known in the vernacular as a Hechsher Mitzvah. Kipshutai, you would think, based on the Psukim and based on the way the Mishnayos describe the Mitzvah, and that is that the Mitzvah of Re'iyah is kishmai kachi. It's when you show up in the Azara, lirois v'leirois. Stating that, there are certainly references in different chazals that would seem to suggest that the journey and the track that the Yid took on his way to the Azara, lirois v'leirois on Yontif, was maybe part of the mitzvah. In fact, Margala Bepumi de Inchi, to describe the mitzvah as the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel is the act of being Aliyah L'Regel. It's taking your family or maybe leaving your family behind and going on this pilgrimage to actually make it to the Makom HaMikdash. And there are many Gemaras that would seem to suggest that there's this concept that the Aliyah may actually be part of the mitzvah. In fact, in the Nusach HaTfilah, when we talk about the fact that we don't have this mitzvah anymore of Liris V'Lei Rois, we say, U'mepnei chata'inu galinu me'artzeinu, v'nisrachaknu me'al admoseinu, v'ein anachnu yecholim lalois v'lei rois, u'lishtacha v'yislufanecha. We say, v'aytu v'hoshiv Yisrael v'nveyem v'sham nale v'nei ro v'nishtacha v'lufanecha, b'sholish pa'ami regalenu. And it would seem a little bit like the Aliyah isn't just a Hechsher mitzvah, but the Aliyah is actually part and parcel of the mitzvah. And the truth is, if we take a step back, how could the Aliyah be part of the mitzvah if the Torah doesn't mention the Aliyah anywhere? The Torah at the end of the day says, Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeroe Kol Zechurcha. It says it three times, and every time it says it, it just mentions the Re'iyah. So you want to tell me that the Aliyah L'Regel is part of the mitzvah? L'chur, the Torah would have to say it somewhere. Where did the Torah mention the Aliyah? It's a mistake. The Torah actually mentions the Aliyah one time. We had it in Leining today. The Torah says a parshas kisisa. Sholish pamim bashana yerakol zchurcha es pnei yaodin Hashem alikei Yisrael ki oyresh goyim mipanecha veirchavti es gvulecha velo yachmoid ish es artzcha ba'aloischa leirois es pnei Hashem alikecha sholish pamim bashana. The Torah says that fear not. Don't worry about leaving all your possessions behind, because I promise you velo yachmoid ish es artzcha that there's nobody that's going to want to take anything away from you. Why? When you go up. So the Torah already mentioned the concept of, but that was the Chakira. Is the Aliyah part of the Gufa Mitzvah? Or is the Aliyah Mernit a Hechsher Mitzvah? And Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv mentioned many different Ma'ar Mekoymes, specifically on the Rishonim level. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, Essen Mitzvah Chof, the Ritva and Mesech Tesukah, Dav Chof Hei Amir Aleph. But just to add one Marimach, if we had time, we'd mention more. But just to mention one Marimachim, fast forward from the Tkufa of the Rishonim all the way to the 18th century in Prague. And that is the Noida B'Yehuda in his Tzlach. It's a Masechtes Psachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. He addressed this question inadvertently. It's a Dover Nifla, and it too is based on a Gemara that we've talked a lot about in the past. It's just one of the very, very important Gemaras, certainly in the world of Reid. The Gemara is a Masechtes Psachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says there was an Arma. There was a non-Jew who once met Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the great Tana in the Tzivan. And he comes to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and he was gloating. He told him, you know, I know it says in your Bible, it says in the Torah, that v'chol ben necher lo yoichel bay, that a ben necher, a non-Jew, is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. He told him, I'm a non-Jew. And not only do I eat from the Karban Pesach, but I eat mishufra de shufra. I literally eat from the best part of the Karban Pesach. And he was very proud of himself. He told him, really? I can't eat from the Karban Pesach. I've been eating every single year Erev Pesach. They have no idea who I am. And they're giving me shofar the shofar. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, really? You're giving your shofar the shofar? He says, tell me, did they ever give you from the tail of the Karban Pesach? He says, you know, come to think about it, they never gave me the tail. He says, you see, the joke's on you. They know who you are. And that's why they're not giving you the tail. Let me see if you can pull off the tail. Anyway, sure enough, that year, it's Erev Pesach, he shows up, he RSVPs, he's part of a chabura, and they start doling out different portions of the Karban Pesach, and this Arma, who's disguised, he looks like a shiny eid, and he comes over to the Reish Chabur, and he tells him, he says, tell me, can I have from the tail? He says, tail? He said, why would you want from the tail? So he says, well, you know, I have an in with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you know, we're shtickle buddies, and he told me that I should make sure in his name I tell the Reish Chabura that he gives me a tail. Now, the tail is a part of the Karban Pesach that was burnt on the Mizbeach. It's from the Chalavim. You're not allowed to eat the tail. And this Reish Chabura, at Shem Fashtanen, he realized that something must be going on over here. So they did a quick due diligence, and sure enough, lo and behold, they found out that this person was an Arma. He wasn't a Yid. This person was exposed. They killed him, the Gemara says, and they sent a telegram to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They told Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you're in Netzivan, but umetzudascha prusa b'Yerushalayim. Your net is cast all the way in Yerushalayim. Thank you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, for being able to pull this off. That's a Gemara, a well-known Gemara, Masechtes Psachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Tosfos in Masechtes Psachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, asks Akasha. He says, I don't understand the story. The story took place on Yontif. And Yontif, a Yid is supposed to be in Yerushalayim. Because he has a mitzvah to be Oyler Regal. Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeira, Kol Schorcha. So, Frank Toysfis, what was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira doing in Etzivan? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had an obligation to be in Yerushalayim. He had an obligation to come be Oyler Regal. Azoy Frank Toysfis. So, Toysfis says, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira must have been potter from the mitzvah of Ali Oyler Regal. Okay, why would he have been potter? So Taisa says, maybe the reason he was potter is because the Gemara says in Psachim also, Tavches, that kol adam she'ein loy karka, ein oy l'ragel. A person that doesn't own any karka, he's not chayiv to be oy l'ragel. So he says, maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't own any karka, because he didn't own a karka, he was potter from Ali l'ragel. And it's for that reason, says Taisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was in Etzivan. That's why he wasn't in Yerushalayim together with everybody else. That's why he wasn't being oy l'ragel. Ad kan divrei Tosfos in Masechtes Psachim daf gimel amid beis. Freik de noy de Yehuda. He says, I have another kasha. Tosfos was bothered. Why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira wasn't in Yerushalayim being oyler regel? Tosfos had a teretz. He had no karka. There's another problem. L'chayre was Pesach. And if it was Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had an obligation to be in Yerushalayim to bring the Karban Pesach. And for that, the fact that he had no karka is not going to help you. Because someone that has no karka, it's true, he's potter from Aliyah L'Regel. It's not from a pasuk, it's a Gemara M'sachim Chesamid Beis. But he's chayif in Karban Pesach. Sefreik, the Noida B'Yehuda, Tosfos was only asking from Aliyah L'Regel. Tosfos had a very nice teretz to explain Aliyah L'Regel. Aba L'Chura, in addition to Aliyah L'Regel, there's another problem over here. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Yerushalayim bringing the Karban Pesach? And for that, Tosfos' teretz of Ein Leikarka, L'Chura is not going to help. As I freak the Noida B'Yehuda, and says the Noida B'Yehuda, that the emes is, I found the Mishlo Melech asks this kasha, and because of this kasha, the Mishlo Melech says, an unbelievable chiddush, that just like someone that has no karka is potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, so too a person that has no karka is potter from bringing the Karban Pesach. It's a chiddush nifla. How could the Mishlo Melech say that? It What would be the svara to say that? Aliyah l'regel is based on psukim, but there's no pasuk anywhere that would tell you that a person that doesn't own karka is somehow going to be potter from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Azoy freik de Noida B'Yehuda. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, a dover nifla. It's not just a dover nifla to answer a kasha that he has on a Tosfos, but it's a dover nifla, but oifin yisoydi. And that's why this Noida B'Yehuda is an often quoted Noida B'Yehuda in the tshuvas and in the raid, because it's a very, very important yisoyd. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, you want to know why Tosfos never had a kasha from Karban Pesach? Because that wasn't shver. Why? Because says the Noida B'Yehuda, when does a person have a chiyuv to make sure he's in position to do a mitzvah? That chiyuv, says the Noida B'Yehuda, starts when the zman of the mitzvah starts. So during the zman that a person has an obligation to fulfill a mitzvah, is when he has an obligation to make sure that he makes all the arrangements so that he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. A person, however, does not have a chiyuv to make arrangements to be able to fulfill a mitzvah before the zman of the mitzvah. So says the Noida B'Yehuda, it's true, a yid had a chiyuv to bring a Karban Pesach. When did the zman of the chiyuv Karban Pesach start? Erev Pesach, Bein Arbayim. So as soon as this clock strikes Bein Arbayim, as soon as it's Chatzoitz and Erev Pesach, you look at your watch, okay, it's time to go to Yerushalayim. I have to make all the arrangements to bring a Karban Pesach. So no, if you're in Yerushalayim, and it's possible, you're close enough to do it, you have a chiyuv to do it. But if I live on the other side of the world, if I live in Netzivin, then I'm not necessarily going to have to bring the Karban Pesach. Because if I'm too far right now to bring the Karban, I'll be pater, because I'm an oynes. V'oynes rachmana patre. A bezokt in Oyde B'Yehuda, that's why Tosfos was never bothered about Karban Pesach. Because Tosfos understood that Tzivin is far from Yerushalayim. And when Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira on Erev Pesach woke up in Tzivin, and then a few hours later, when it was Bein Arbayim, it was this man to bring the Karban Pesach, and Shem Gemein an oynes. Now, look at Chilo, he could have made arrangements to figure out a way, but he wasn't mechuyev to. And because he wasn't mechuyev to, Tosfos can't ask such a kasha. Tosfos has no gerech to ask the imtoimer, why didn't Rabbi Yudim and Maseiru find himself in Yerushalayim to bring the Karban Pesach? Because he lived far, and therefore, Bein Arbayim, which is this man, you have to start booking tickets, it's too late. How am I going to get from America to Yerushalayim, Erev Pesach, if it's already 1:02 and Shki is 5:47? It's impossible. And as a result, it was passionate that he would have no chiyuv to bring the Karban Pesach, and it was never all al das Tosfos to ask such a kasha. Oh, but Oyla Regal Tosfos did ask. Says the Noida, do you want to know why? Because what's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is not just to walk into the Azara Lireis V'Leirais. That mitzvah starts Yontif in the morning. The mitzvah is to be Aliyah L'Regel. What does it mean to be Aliyah L'Regel? Make arrangements before Yontif. Start packing your bags and make all the travel arrangements that you have to make to be able to be Aliyah L'Regel. That mitzvah starts Erev Yontif. How long before Yontif? As long as it takes, depending on where you live, depending on how far you are from Yerushalayim. Oh, but that mitzvah starts before Yontif. Of course, that mitzvah starts before Yontif. So you can't tell me, oh, I woke up Yontif in the morning, and I was outside of the Tchum, because I was in Etzivim. So Memela, I was potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. No. The mitzvah is not Re'iyah. The mitzvah is Aliyah Lirois. The mitzvah is the Aliyah Lirego. And because the mitzvah is the Aliyah has to happen before Yontif. There's no other time. If the Torah is telling you to be Oy Lirego, the Torah is obviously telling you to do it before Yontif. And the Torah is telling you to make all the arrangements that you would have to make before Yontif. And as a result, the fact that Rida ben Maseir was in Netzivim wasn't going to help him. So says the Noida B'Yehuda that a person is not obligated to worry about a mitzvah until this man of the mitzvah. So the Karban Pesach, what is the mitzvah bringing the Karban Pesach? What is this man of the mitzvah? Erev Pesach Chatzos. Erev Pesach Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir was in Netzivim. It wasn't Gemalt. It wasn't possible for him to bring the Karban Pesach on Yerushalayim. Memela, Oynes Rechmana Patre, he's potter. And that's why Tosfos never had a kasha. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir in Yerushalayim bringing the Karban Pesach? Because he understood it was too far. It wasn't possible. However, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is to be Oy L'Regel. The mitzvah is to leave your house and be oila before Yontif. So like this, when Yontif comes, you'll be able to walk in on Yontif to the Harabayas. You'll be able to walk into the Azara, Lirois Vilei Rois. That's something that Bal Karchach you're going to have to do before Yontif, because you can't be oila regal on Yontif. You have tchumim problems, impossible. How are you going Yontif with your things you can't carry? There's too many issues. So Bal Karchach, that's going to happen before Yontif. Oh, it's going to have to happen before Yontif. So that means before Yontif, there's already this man of the mitzvah, Aliyah L'Regel. So before Yontif, is already the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's why you're going to be chayv. Now, the truth is, the reason this Noida B'Yehuda is so famous is because the Noid Yehuda is saying a chiddush that a person does not have to worry about a mitzvah until the zman of the mitzvah. It's a very, very big chiddush. The truth is, the Chayyadam in Klal Samaches, he discusses the shiloh. All the poskim quote this in a lot of different shilohs. Like we said, it comes up in a lot of different tshuvas. We have a related rabbi on this. We spoke about this once. The first tshuva in shilohs of tshuvas, Dvar Yeshua, from Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg, was a tshuva that was written at the height of the Holocaust in Hungary. It was Erev Sukkis, and Yidden were having a very difficult time importing Dalad Minim. And the rumor was that there were three sets of Dalad Minim. They were all in Budapest. And the question was, all the Yidden that were living in the surrounding shtetlach, did they have a chiyuv to leave their family, go to Budapest? It's like this, they'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. And really, it comes down to this Chayyadam, this Noid of Yehuda. When does the obligation to make arrangements for a mitzvah start? If it starts before Yontif, then start packing your bags, l'chayr. You have a mitzvah, so maybe that's something you could have to do. However, if you don't have to worry about a mitzvah until the zman of the mitzvah, say you wake up in the morning, you're outside of the tchum of Budapest, so you have no obligation now. It's not possible for you to make it there, and as a result, you're going to be putter. So the significant implications of this chiddush of the Noid of Yehuda, it's a very, very big chiddush. Kamekumus in Nishtabru. But what we need is the chiddush of the Noid of Yehuda, that he said agav as it relates to the sugi of Aliyah L'Regel, because it's mavur that the Noid of Yehuda held that the Aliyah isn't just the Hechsher Mitzvah, but the Aliyah is part and parcel of the Mitzvah. Because if the Aliyah was the Hechsher Mitzvah, then what would the Mitzvah be? It would be Rias Panim. When do you actually walk into the Azara? The first day Yontif. If I'm in Netzivin, and now the first day Yontif, I'm supposed to be in Yerushalayim, I'm an Oynes Rachmana Patre. And just like there's an Oynes Rachmana Patre in Karban Pesach, I would have the same Oynes Rachmana Patre as it relates to Re'iyah. The Teretz is the Noid Yehuda says it klar, that over here the Gufa Mitzvah is the Aliyah. It's not the Hechsher Mitzvah. It's the Gufa Mitzvah. And because it's the Gufa Mitzvah, the Aliyah part you do before Yontif. That's why Tosfos asks his Kasha about Aliyah. The Regel, Tosfos never asked the Kasha as it relates to Karban Pesach. But either way, this famous Noid de Behud, again, it's not famous for this reason. It's famous for the Chayadim implications, for all the other implications that a person doesn't have to worry about a mitzvah until the Zman of the mitzvah. In your Neinu, we just finished learning a 10 blot of the sugis of Aliyah, the regular of Re'iyah. So we end with a classic Tzlach, a classic Noid de Behud, where it's clear in the Torah of the Noid de Behud that the Noid de Behud held that the Aliyah isn't just the Hechsher mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah. We said if it's part of the mitzvah, there has to be a source to it somewhere in the Torah. There is. The Torah already made a dogwish on the Aliyah. So you see, the Torah is already talking about the Aliyah. That means this Aliyah is a little bit different. Right? The Torah never talked about putting together your Dal Minim. The Torah never talked about where you're getting your shofar from, because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. I don't know. You figure it out. Here the Torah mentions the Aliyah, ba'alois cholei rois, a mekara, al koponim, and a pasik, that the Aliyah should be part of the mitzvah. Either way, that's the first Torah.